Yes, there's some great memories you miss, like, you know, playing against the All Blacks, you know, playing at the old Newlands. You know, you all remember the greatest games you won together, good results, personally good games or good games for your franchise or country. And it's the camaraderie you miss afterwards, having a beer in the changing room. But training on a Monday, never. I'm never going to miss it at all.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock. The Dan Nichols Show continues through season 15. And my guest today, if it was possible, looks even more relaxed than usual. He was somebody who on rugby fields around the world always looked pretty calm and collected. And he's one of the more down-to-earth superstars I've had the chance to get to know over the years. But he's put his feet up now, and for the last couple of years, he's been retired rugby player instead of current rugby star. He is Skulk Berger, and it's lovely to have him on the show. Skulk, welcome.
Dan, wonderful to be on the show. Excuse the beanie, but it's nice and cold down in Cape Town. I've got the fireplaces going on. The bottle of red wine is right behind the screen right there. So I won't be taking a sip now for in case, you know, I get into trouble. But definitely post this little interview, there'll be some red wine going down in Claremont. And unfortunately, you've done your Achilles. Tell me about that, hey? Apparently, paddle is not that friendly on my friend Dan Nichols.
Well, I was going to ask you about exactly that because I was chatting to you and to Michelle, your lovely wife, over the weekend. I think she said that she'd taken you through 31 injuries. My wife's almost killed me with one injury and a few weeks on the couch. How did you deal with those when one minute you're on the field and running the game of rugby and the next you're trying to find something new to watch on TV and not annoy your wife too much?
Well, Dan, having 17 operations is definitely not the way forward to a successful relationship. Unusual strain you put on your better half when you're injured, you would know. But, I mean, you gave me the absolute creeps when I saw you last weekend. Crutches, foot in the air. I mean, it's just a horrible space to be. And then the rehab starts. And I don't know, you know, how diligent you are going to be with your rehab, Dan. But, you know, you have to do a little bit to get back to the former glory days. And obviously, we know you're aging. So there's even more time for you to recover. It's not like you're 24. You don't bounce back from ripping your Achilles straight off the bone. So all the best. There's no easy way of doing it. You know, there's some good times, dark times. Luckily for us, when we're pros, there were people, you know, putting you in a rehab in the gym to do rehab. I hated the gym. I hated rehab. So that was my motivation, just to play, even if I was 50% fit, just get back onto the rugby field as soon as possible.
Well, the reminder that I'm no longer 24 just adds to my current sense of gloom. You wouldn't have to go back onto a rugby field now if it was you in my case, because that part of life is over, and it looks as though you've settled into retirement quite happily.
Not missing it at all. Obviously, playing for 11 months of the year, never going to miss this. I mean, obviously, it's lovely being a pundit working for Super Sport now. You at arm's length. You still love the game. You watch it, but the game's talking to you. You wake up the next day. You might be a little bit hungover, but you're definitely not body sore. So not missing it. You know, if you play rugby long enough, that's what I keep on telling my mates, you're not going to miss it. It's when you're not playing long enough, like my friends who played, you know, matric and then maybe 1 or 2 years at university, they are the guys that really battle.
You mentioned Super Sport there. I'm interested in that change in your life going from on the field to off it, because a lot of the guys in the games that you're commentating on or the games that you're analysing are guys you played with, their mates, but as an analyst, you're expected to call the game as you see it. How difficult when a team you like or friends of yours are playing that haven't done so well is it to call that out when you know just how nasty that was when you were playing?
Yeah, it's not the easiest from that regard, but I think there's a way of going around it. You know, like you've got to just call it on the way they played or what they got wrong. But you can't be personal. You can't attack someone, you know, in person. You've got to try and understand the method behind the madness. Certain coaches that have been coaching for a long time when I was playing, you know what his system is. You know what he's striving towards. And it often takes time for that coach to get his pattern and enforce it on a group of players. Yes, I was hot-headed, so I've got a lot of sympathy with guys doing stuff that's out of character. We've all do it. Then it's easy for us to sometimes sit and forget where we once were. So I think it's if you find that balance and you understand and you've got a duty to describe to the guy sitting the couch coach at home why certain things happen. And I think once you do that, the players keep their respect and it doesn't become personal, because it would be wrong just to blame a single player for a failure of a weekend. Yes, a red card for foul play. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, I've been there before. You've got to try and understand what the player was thinking. Sometimes it's impossible. But I've really enjoyed being a pundit for Supersport. As I said, like, I would be doing the same at home. You know, I would be brying, drinking a few lagers. Not that we can do that in Randburg, of course, but I would be telling my mates what is happening in this rugby game. You know, now I've just got to be in Randburg and be in a suit and tie and sit next to Nick Mallett for my sins.
And try and get a word in edgeways, which you manage admirably. You mentioned there a sense of balance. This is part of what you do. What about the rest of the current life of Skulkberger? How cool is it to be able to be a full-time dad or thereabouts? And in between all of that, what else is keeping you busy?
Obviously, the family keeps you quite busy, first and foremost. I guess the one thing that, you know, I haven't quite figured it out is how to do an entire weekend. Like, I've never had weekends to myself, and even now, probably 2-3 weekends a month I'm away. So I tend to go too hard on the Friday nights when it comes to the weekends, because, you know, we always used to be in bed early, you know, watch a few other rugby games, and then we got to work on the Saturday. Now the Friday is the best day of the week. So that has been a bit of a acclimatization phase. But I'm involved in a property business with one of my good mates, Sean Zamaziliga. So I'm busy upskilling myself in that regard. It might take longer than anyone expected. As ex-rugby players, I think what we really do know is rugby. And that skill doesn't go much further than on the rugby field. So it's wonderful being back in Cape Town. We live in the most fantastic place. I know you guys might differ. You know, the William Nicol just down the road from you guys is epicenter for Dan Nicol. You can buy anything from a dishwasher to a brand new car, and you can get your car serviced on Route 2. So, yeah, I see Joburg a fair bit, but love being in Cape Town. We've got an awesome lifestyle here, and obviously lovely being close to family and friends again. And Dan, all the best. You know, season 15 of your show, I think you've got the 200th episode coming up. It's incredible. I can't believe you've done 15 seasons. Although if you look at the before and after photos, we can probably guess that it's been going for 15 seasons.
You've played almost 100 tests for the Springboks. I've had 15 seasons of television. I'm the one who looks like he's been through an entire rugby career, which is not fair at all. Skala, I really appreciate the time. We look forward to having you back in studio and back on the show soon. Enjoy life on TV. We love watching you on Supersport. It's a breath of fresh air. And enjoy life with the feet up. It's well deserved.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate all the best, my friend.
So there we go. He's a former World Rugby Player of the Year, World Cup winner, and just an all-round South African rugby legend. And our man who loves nothing more than a Brian's feet up with a cold beer, Skulkberger.